This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Budget 2020 podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Gaurav Chaudhary, Deputy Executive Editor of Money Control. And we're going to be discussing about the pre-budget meetings that have actually kicked off and how the Prime Minister Modi is taking an active role this year in the budget making process. Thanks a lot, Gaurav, for joining in. Let me start by asking you, is this how every year PM Modi has been involved in the budget making processes, or do you see an increased attention by him this time around?
This time is a little different. While the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, has always been very involved in matters of the state of the economy and also in policy making, but for the first time in the last 5 years, he has is expending a considerable amount of time on matters related to the budget and the economy. What we understand is that he has talked about the fine print of this, of various policy initiatives, and also a five-year vision plan that he has been discussing with the ministry with a great degree of detail.
Right. Now, what we also understand is, as per your reporting in Money Control as well, as there have been some marathon meetings that have been taking place between various ministries as well. Could you give us a little sense of what these meetings have been all about?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, the Prime Minister has been spending a lot of time trying to understand the policy interventions that are required to engineer a quick turnaround in the economy, which until recently was an engine for global growth. And the Prime Minister, over the last 10-12 days, have met about 10-12 groups in various groups, and each of these meetings have gone on to last for, in some instances, up to 12-13 hours. In fact, over the last 6-7 days, these meetings have got extremely intense and focused. While he has met external experts and industrialists, he has also met ministries and officials from various departments whom he has asked to present a 5-year vision plan. He has gone through the present with a fine-tooth comb, I mean, a great degree of detail, and trying to understand what kind of policy prescriptions and appropriate interventions are required. So what we understand is that this budget is going to be extremely bold and big in terms of initiative, and I think the government is going to use the budget as an occasion to announce some big measures, both in terms of policy as well as also in taxes, to boost consumption, savings, and investment. The word that is being talked about by officials that we have spoken to is that this budget could well be the reset moment for the Indian economy.
Absolutely. Now, he has also been meeting industry leaders, just like how you pointed out, across various sectors to take feedback and suggestions to boost the economic growth. Could you share with us some of the suggestions that have come from corporate leaders, say from the auto sector that has been reeling under a lot of pressure this year?
So the whole, one of the recent pictures that made headlines was the Prime Minister's meeting with top industrialists, which included people like Mukesh Ambani, Mr. Ratan Tata, Mr. Sajjan Jindal, Mr. Adani, among a host of other leaders. He discussed various details of pertaining to the sectors that each one of them represent. Interestingly, in this meeting, we were told that there were not hardly any officials present apart from people who were taking notes. And Prime Minister really spent a lot of time discussing minute details, the problems afflicting each of these sectors, and what could be the possible solutions to this. So he asked each of these industrialists actually not to talk in generalities, but to talk in specifics.
Okay.
And each one of them came up with various kinds of problems and the likely solutions that many of them suggested. Say, for instance, Sunil Bharti Mittal actually talked about the problems afflicting the telecom sector.
Right.
Likewise, there are many other problems that were pointed out, and some of these could find a strong reflection in the budget.
Absolutely. And lastly, Gaurav, this year's budget is also going to be extremely crucial, given the fact that we are talking about the kind of economic slowdown that we've not seen in the last few years and that we are faced with. And even though the government has taken several steps to actually get the economy back on track, not much has changed on the ground. What different can this upcoming budget do, really?
One of the big expectations from this budget is what the government is going to do to boost consumption. And
right.
Please remember one thing, that the edifice of the India growth story is consumption, unlike China, which is investment. So, and with consumption slumping, and people buying fewer goods, and cars is a prime example of that, that people are buying fewer cars. Over the last 6-7 months, car sales have been all consistently in the negative territory. That is something that any policymaker concerned with managing the Indian economy would be worried about. Clearly, a large focus of this budget would be on the salaried and the middle class.
Right.
And what is the kind of boost that, measures announced in the budget can actually give to their ability to spend? So, one of the surest ways to revive an economy is to give more money in the hands of people. And the best way of doing that is to give them tax breaks. So, a big expectation is that the government is going to rejig individual tax slabs and rates, which eventually is going to leave more money in the hands of people, part of which they are likely to spend and part of which they're likely to set aside as savings, which eventually will translate into more investment also. So salaried and the middle class will be looking towards this budget with a great degree of expectation.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
All right, thanks a lot, Gaurav, for sharing all these insights. And well, the Prime Minister has been conducting these marathon meetings on budget, but he's also invited some ideas and suggestions from all Indians on mygov.in as well. With that, it's a wrap on this podcast here. Many thanks for listening.